Ontario police break up Pickering casino cheating scheme. Several people are reportedly facing charges due to their alleged involvement in a cheating scheme at the Pickering Casino Resort in Ontario, Canada. According to local reports, the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, was alerted about the scheme earlier this month, which allegedly involved a table games dealer at the casino and some patrons. Following the tip, the authority responsible for the gambling regulation in the province, the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, began an investigation. This led to the arrest and charging of four people, as confirmed by the OPP on Wednesday. Charges of cheating, criminal breach of trust and fraud. An individual with the initials SS faces charges including four counts of cheating, criminal breach of trust, and four counts of fraud exceeding $5,000 Canadian, $3,700. Another individual involved in the alleged scheme is a 28-year-old from Mississauga, also with the initials SS additionally, a 24-year-old from Brampton with the initials AK and another Brampton resident with the initials DK have been implicated. The latter three individuals have been charged with fraud over $5,000 Canadian, $3,700, and possession of property valued over $5,000 Canadian, $3,700, acquired unlawfully. Each of these three is also facing four counts of cheating at play. The potential penalties for those involved in the scheme are still to be determined. AGCO's carefully monitoring market. Earlier in the month, AGCO gave approval to Amelco, a prominent service and solution provider, permitting the company to offer its services to clients in Ontario. To secure this, Amelco obtained a gambling-regulated supplier license from AGCO. Related, Amelco gets licensed for Ontario market. In a separate development, AGCO imposed a $100,000 Canadian, $74,300, fine on Apollo Entertainment. This penalty was imposed after the regulator identified violations of responsible gambling guidelines by the company. The AGCO stated that Apollo Entertainment did not adequately address high-risk player interventions and did not offer effective voluntary self-exclusion options for its users.